compliance with recent government mandates, this program is being hosted by essential personnel wearing masks.
Now, on with the show.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleese here in the infield at Talladega, watching some drivers do some practice laps. One of those drivers in the health and wealth car is Bubba Bobby Petty Johnson Jr. And we've got him on the two-way radio right now. How's it going, Bobby?
It's going great, Chris. I'm just showing everybody how old David Earnest can keep your money safe, even in this crazy economy, while doing 300 miles an hour.
Bubba, I've heard that same thing.
You know, all you got to do is call David Earnest at 279-7431 and let Earnest Financial put you in the winner's circle.
Truer words were never spoken. Thank you, Bubba Bobby Petty Johnson Jr.
Thank you, Chris. I got one question for you.
What's that, Bobby?
How in the world did you get this car into third gear?
Hang on there just a minute, Bubba. Remember, folks, call David Earnest at 279-7431. Coming to you live from the infield at Talladega, this is Chris Cleets on Sports. Bubba, are you letting the clutch out all the way?
Evening, Bob.
Good evening.
Is your wife a goer, eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more.
I beg your pardon?
Your wife. Does she go, eh? Does she go, eh?
Well, she sometimes has to go, yes.
I bet she does, I bet she does. Say no more, say no more. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Oh, follow me. Follow me. That's good. That's very good. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Are you selling something?
Selling, selling. Very good indeed. You're wicked, you are, eh? Wicked, eh? Woo! Say no more.
But I...
So your wife's interested in sport, eh?
Oh, she likes sport, yes.
I bet she does. I bet she does.
As a matter of fact, she's very fond of cricket.
She likes games, eh? Likes games. Knew she would. She's been around a bit, eh? She's been around.
She has travelled, yes. She's from Glendale.
Say no more! Glendale Square, say no more, say no more, say no more, say no more! Is your Glendale wife interested in photography, eh? Eh? Eh?
Photography?
Photographs, eh? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Sort of holiday snap,
they could be. They could be taken on holiday, you know. Swimming costumes, candid, you know, candid photography.
No, we don't have a camera.
Oh. Still.
Whoa!
Hey? Whoa! Hey? Whoa!
Hey? Look, are you insinuating something?
Oh, no, no, no. Yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, Squire, you know, like you've been around, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like you've done it, you know, you've slept with a lady.
Yes?
What's it like?
But it's really no laughing matter.
Super Secret Studio, where the fridge is filled with cold drinks, there's an ample supply of snacks, and the pinball machine never tilts, David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's a guy who says, lockdown, schmockdown, we can keep your money safe. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. Rusty, they're not from around here. They're not from Slap Out, are they?
Those strange men we heard discussing.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know.
Nudge, nudge, yeah, they're foreign people, but they're welcome over
here.
You know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. That was Monty Python from probably back in the 70s.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, the reason I put that in there is because last night we talked about asking questions about your retirement and your money. Well, you know, sometimes to get the answers that you want, you've got to ask the right questions. You notice this guy had something in mind, but he never really did come out and say what until right at the end there. So, you know, sometimes when you go to see, like, I don't know, maybe an asset preservationist like David Ernest, you would want to have in mind some questions that you want to ask them.
You know. Yeah.
And before we go on, I'm very bad about this. We must mention that joining us tonight
is
Too Tall Matthew Ernest and the lovely and talented and somewhat diminutive. She's a tiny little thing. It is Princess Leah here with us. What do you like? Maybe 95 pounds if you're that much?
No, maybe before I worked with David.
What's that mean?
There is a lot of food with Ernest Financial.
If you're over 100 pounds, most of it's shoes because you're a tiny little thing, man.
We do eat good.
It's all brain.
There we go. But Princess Leah is with us. And, of course, David Ernest.
Well, 96% I'd be.
96%.
Yeah, you said you went to the doctor and he said you were at 96%. Yeah,
My hearing.
Oh, I would have to go four times to be 96% of anything.
Yeah, I guess he.
That's really really pretty good.
I think so too.
4% missing between the ears, I guess.
I guess so.
In the inner ears, I guess. Yeah,
but you're doing okay. I mean,
I can hear you 96% of the time.
Well, 96% of the time.
That gives me 4% room to have selective hearing when my wife's talking to me.
If your wife is listening to this, you are in trouble now because she thinks you probably have about 60% of your hearing.
What was it that said, I have selective hearing and you were not selected?
Yeah, that was it.
You know, I get all this, you know, selective hearing, ask the right questions and... You know, don't hint around till the end. Let's get it across real quick. You know, money's probably, and I'm not talking about Monty Python. I'm talking about money. Is possibly the least sexy thing to talk about to someone that you're trying to be a partner with, because there's so many different ways that people look at it and dream about it and think about it and. You know, it can really cause some problems between two folks in a hurry. And that doesn't mean that they have to be male, female. They could be brother, brother, sister, sister, or friend, friend, or enemy, enemy, I guess. It started a lot of wars, you know. Resources related to money, I guess. So, anyway, you'd rather discuss the latest episode of Netflix show instead of money. You know, finances are just not something on the agenda, but they're very, very deep. They're very, very deep indeed, importance, that is, and that, you know, the challenges of money and challenge and managing it can make or break a relationship in a hurry or over the long term. I've seen them where they come in, I say, how long have you guys been married? Oh, 20, 30 years, but we're getting a divorce. Why? Well, she spends too much money, or he gambles, or whatever. You can't imagine the stuff I've gone through.
Did you hear about the 95-year-old man and the 90-year-old lady that went to the lawyer's office to get divorced?
I haven't heard that.
They were married for over 70 years.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The lawyer said, well, why'd you wait so long? I said, well, we wanted to wait till the children was dead.
So. Yeah, don't have to worry about the assets.
There you go.
Just give it to the government. So here's some interesting questions to ask. We went over some questions last night.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna ask a few of them, and these will be more in the early years in the beginning. We may get into some of those later year questions. But, like, when you first get with someone, mm-hmm. shouldn't you ask questions like, what are your goals? If they say, you know, well, I like to watch Monty Python. You know, I'm not knocking it, but if they don't do anything else, that's not really good.
Well, if that's something they have in common, I mean, you know, that would...
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, if you're a young man, you find a lady that likes the Three Stooges, she's a keeper.
That's a keeper.
Yeah, you go after that. Yeah,
I must be too old to understand this conversation here. Okay.
Women don't usually like the Three Stooges.
I love the Three Stooges.
Well, you're not a woman. That's that 90%.
I was about to say, this is that percentage.
I know what a 4% was.
Must be the 4%. Okay. Questions like, you know, honey, where do you see us in 10 to 15 years? And I'm not talking about relationship. I'm talking about the bank account, you mm-hmm. know. What are we doing here? What's your plans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things like, what do you like to do for fun? What do you like to splurge on? That means, like, what do you want to waste money on?
Yeah.
You know, is it the same kind of stuff I want to waste money on? What do you like to save up for? You know, if she says, oh, I love to save up for clothes, and you want to save up for golf clubs?
I feel like I'm on an episode of The Dating Game.
The Chuck Woolery version?
That's it.
No, that's Love Connection. There you go.
Yeah.
Dating Game, Love Connection.
Maybe we should have started
We got the phone ringing. Let's see.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow. Let's go to the phone. Let's
probably somebody going to call and tell me something about Monty Python.
Who probably. Knows?
You're on the air with David, Leah, and Too Tall Matthew. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Randy from Stoughton.
Hey, man, how are you?
Is it raining?
I'm doing fine. I'm calling. I'm just trying to pitch what you do. I have a friend named Teresa, and she's got her money spread out in craziness, like a thin coat on a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. So she's gonna call in. Named Teresa. She's got money tied up in IRAs and Nationwide stocks and craziness. We've had a long conversation that she's gonna call in. Hopefully, I just talked to her to give you some. Please give her some inside information on how she got her money spread out like a thin coat of mayonnaise.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for it.
Yeah, we'll be looking for it. Maybe we'll give her some mustard to go with it.
Yeah, mustard and a little onion on that BLT is what I like mine at.
There you go.
Yeah, I got you.
How you guys doing? All right.
Cannot complain.
No complaints here.
Doing okay.
96% here.
And we're all COVID-free, so we're doing good.
Well, we're COVID-free out here in Snowden, Alabama. You know, we got social distance stuff, something we even think about out here in Snowden, Alabama. Uh-huh. You know, maybe to 20 acres dividing us.
Yeah, you got all that fresh air and sunshine, too, you know, so.
It rained like crazy out here just about 30 minutes ago. I don't know if y'all got any rain. But,
it's been hit and missing.
Yeah, hit or miss.
Yeah,
and I'm still trying to dry out.
But y'all go ahead and do what y'all do. You know, I listen to you every day, and hopefully she'll call in and ask some questions and get that 279-7341 number.
There you go. Yeah, 279-7431.
That's
you
it.
Can call that.
7431.
Yep.
There
that's
you
it.
Go. You got it.
Well, I'm a little dyslexic, so you can't be mad at me.
No, you got, okay. You got it right.
All right, man.
Pretty close.
We'll see.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You know, I saw on the paper a headline today. It says, cure for found dyslexia. Hope some of y'all got it. I'll do this later because it's something. I've seen it for 50 years, and I just got it today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, I got kind of time most people don't. I'm home and watching the Looney Tunes over there on the Cartoon Network.
Uh-huh.
And so
Roadrunner.
Bugs Bunny. Wait a minute, we got a phone call.
It might be Teresa.
It might be Teresa. We'll come back to my story here in just a minute. You're on the air with David, Leah, and Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey, it's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Robert.
Hello, whole game.
I lost you, Robert. What'd you say?
I said hello to the entire gang.
The entire gang.
Hey, Robert.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, I know everybody listening to y'all stations. I hope our governor is listening.
Uh huh. Yeah, okay. She done put it on us again, hadn't she?
Yeah, I'm finna explain it to her. The working people that has work, that the employer needs them back at work, knows how to protect themselves. Let us go to work. Those that's not working is the one laying around barbecuing. partying with their friends, going to the beaches. Us working people don't have that kind of money to go to the beach and throw barbecues. Let us go back to work because the dying economy, we're going to die either way if the economy don't survive.
There you go. Point. That's right.
So please let the working people go back to work. Let the hair salons open up. Let the nail salons. I've been waiting 2 months to see the eye doctor. Got money to give him, but can't see him because he says a non-essential operation.
Mm-hmm.
That's money he could be making that I got in my pocket because he has a service that I need.
We got a service here. If you got money in your pocket, we'll invest it.
Yeah.
But it's not helping him when she's shutting his job down. Let us, the working people, know to stay their distance. They know to wear their mask. They know that if they think not to go to work, it's the one that you're giving that extra money to the stay at home. Mm. They are the ones partying in the street.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for the info.
Yeah, there. Robert gets right to the point.
He does.
Okay. I'll save my story for
he
a later.
He asks the right questions. He gets right to the point.
That's what you have to do.
And that's what you've got to do. You've got to answer or ask the right questions. Questions like, if you're about to get in with someone, is do your parents currently pay any of your bills? That's a good question. Do you want more education in the future? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spend your fun money? They're trying to line up to make sure that it's fun to them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect your spouse to work full-time, part-time, or at all? Friends, that's a big question. It's loaded. Trust me, I've been involved in that one. How did your parents treat their money? That's a complicated question. What splurge would you never give up on, like golf or, you know, shopping or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to move along together on these things. Now, I just wanted to touch briefly with the honeymooners or the beginners. There's a lot more questions we can talk about that get into the serious side of things. You know, like when you start trying to find out who's got a bank account, who's on first and who's on second and who's on third. And
we're the killer of honeymoon.
Yes. Where all the money's at,
Yes.
Well, you know, you really should probably do that before the honeymoon, don't you,
man?
You probably should sit down and crunch the numbers before then. Because, you know, sometimes, and this is not a good thing, I would imagine, is somebody might come into that relationship with some nutty, crazy debt, like, you know, thousands.
That happens all the time. The new spouse
takes that on.
You know, and who's in charge of paying bills? You know, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that one seems almost to be a battle to me whenever they first get together. When I dealt with some in the beginning, they got together.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these have matured with me, you know, so I'm picking up now a lot of folks that are already figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's very interesting to know who controls the bank account.
Right.
Our bank accounts. And there's different kinds of ways, you know, and, you know, how much are you going to pay on your part to the bills versus my part to the bills, and how much emergency cash are we going to keep? And buddy, you better not get in that emergency cash, or I'm going to chop your fingers off.
Yeah.
And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And how much money do you owe? Do you have any debt moving in me? And, you know, are you intending to put some more debt on us? You know, these are questions that just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I would say better and better, but bitter and bitter would be more like it.
Right. Yeah.
You have to be careful with these things. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, it's very serious. Like I said, I feel like a psychologist sometimes with the stuff that I get hit with to try to kind of, like, weed out or help people balance out. But we get there. We get there. But the largest and most satisfaction I ever get is looking back a few decades and seeing hundreds of thousands or fifties of thousands of dollars or maybe huge money that's been saved because why? We did what we needed to do.
There you go.
Right. You know, and you don't have to worry about Intiva. You don't have to worry about the liberals taking everything because they can only get half.
I guess so.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they get 70% to 90%. But with us, if we do the right things, they'll practically get nothing.
There you go.
So
that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. So if you want to make sure that they don't get much of anything, call us, 279-7431. We'll show you how that works.
There you go, 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And let's see, what else is going on? We were talking about this just a minute ago. The our lovely governor, dear sweet KIV, has handed out another 30 days in the hole for us here. We've got to have the masks on for another 30 days. And I know, did I tell you the other day, have y'all noticed that nobody's got gloves on anymore? They stopped preaching about that, and I don't see anybody hardly with gloves
on. I haven't really noticed. Well, I went to go buy some the other day, and I couldn't find any. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Probably get some at Harbor Freight.
Yeah, I was going to just get some for working on an engine.
But anyway, we've got 31 days, what is it, through October. I'm sorry, August the 31st.
I was like, what? October, that would be long.
Don't say it too loud. I said it one time. She might hear us. But, that's going. And kids, how old is your little girl?
She's 3.
And how old are your babies?
I got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Okay, so this would cover them. Anybody in the, well, maybe not, anybody in the second grade and above, all the way through college, has got to wear a mask for in-person instruction. If they're going to school, they got to have this mask on all the time.
I saw something pretty neat somewhere. I don't remember where it was. It was, I think my wife showed it to me on the internet somewhere, where someone came up with a, it's not a mask and it's not a shield. Mm-hmm. It's a drape kind of looking thing. It just kind of hangs, and it the kids will wear it because it's sort of like a dress outfit.
You were looking at the beekeeper site.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Really?
Something like that. Well, it just kind of hangs, and that way they don't have to worry it slipping off their nose. They don't have to worry about it being behind the plexiglass or whatever it's behind glass. Mm-hmm. It's just a drape, you know, and either they got it on or they don't. Either it works or it don't. It's always going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to pull it up over your head. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Probably so.
Maybe.
Yeah, make it easier for the kids to.
I mean, little kids, they're always sticking their hands in their mouths. Yeah. I mean, licking their arms. Right. I mean, I don't.
Licking the school bus window, you know.
Yeah. Right? And, you know, and when they're little, they're sticking their hands in their mouth. When they get older, some of them are taking stuff straight out of your mouth, your financial mouth.
Oh, that
is, right.
You know, and they don't listen to the words that's coming out of the mouth. You've got to get ready for the future, you know. And it doesn't really matter where you are in life at all, whether you're young, about to get married, already married, or somewhere, you know, going toward the end there.
Yeah.
There's things that you can improve. Like, for example, how many people out there, and I'd love for people to just call at 272-9228 and give me a number here. Mm-hmm. How many people, given it, let's go between 1 and 10, do you think chances between 1 and 10 the stock market is going to go down if Trump loses?
Okay. So, 272-9228.
And everybody that calls is going to get what tonight?
15% off of the Crave Cafe.
All right. Ooh. So anyone who calls and tells us their opinion of what the stock market's going to do, you'll get it 15% off Crave Cafe.
Or you can write it down in 100 words or less and put it in an envelope and put it behind the radiator down at the bus station. We'll be collecting them on Friday.
If you think it's going to go down, not only could you get 15% at the Crave Cafe, but maybe we could give you an annuity with a 15% bonus. Or something like that.
There you go. 272-9228. And I still don't see any pizza from the Crave Cafe. We're going to try to get some. Maybe we can call him and he'll FaceTime with us and at least show us. I actually, in our last TV show, you know, Chef Latrice actually made a pizza in front of our very eyes there.
Oh, wow.
So we got to see what went into getting a pizza from DeCrave.
Right.
She made
he makes some good pizza.
Personal pan pizza that she made. Yeah. Of course, he does sandwiches, too. Yeah. All kinds
someone's calling.
Hey, let's see who this is. You're on the air with David Ernest, Matthew Ernest, and Leah, Princess Leah Williams, who is diminutive, I think I mentioned. Who's this? Identify yourself and don't cuss.
That's right. Do not push the big red button. This is Emery.
Don't push the red button. Don't never push the red button.
Do you mean this one?
No. I can put that blue button in to get you down.
No, I don't do that either. Mr. Ernest, you speaking the truth is all I got to say. I heard something about a 15% discount down at your fine establishment. And
yes.
I sure wouldn't jump in on that.
Well, since you, so you really think, I mean, you welcome to, yeah, we'll give it to you. So you think that if the Trump is not reelected, the market's going down?
Of course.
Yeah, I do too. But what I'm afraid of is that if a lot of them fools get in there, like Antifa, they might damage it anyway. So I tell you what, call us at 279-7431, 279-7431. Leave your...
name and your address.
And we'll...
I have it programmed in my phone.
All right. All right.
All right.
Well, we'll send you a 15% coupon.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate what y'all do, Rusty and my Rusty buddy and... you, Mr. Ernest, and
Matthew,
that name,
Leah.
That correct.
There you go.
And Ernest means that's a word.
Yes,
Ernest.
It is. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And, I'm always Ernest. 100% of the time, I'm Ernest.
Yes, sir. Keep up the good work. Thank y'all.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call. 272-9228. If you'd like to call and give us your opinion and get that 15% off at the Crave Cafe. We got a break coming up here in just a minute, so go, if you
want to
go
ahead. Yeah, maybe we could get someone else to call and give us their opinion.
Uh-huh.
I would like for somebody to give us a number of 1 to 10. What's the chances if Trump does not get elected? And I don't care what number you give us. I mean, it's just between 1 and 10. 10 being the worst case scenario of it going down, 1 being that it almost doesn't go down. If Trump does get elected, 1 to 10, give me a number, what you think, and we'll give you 15% off at the Crave Cafe.
Well, you know, to me, it would seem like almost if he was not elected, it would be like taking the keys from the designated driver and giving them to the guy who had, like, you know, 6 Moscow mules on the way out the door.
Yeah.
You know, just not a good idea.
I mean, here's the thing. When he first came in, the market went straight up.
Mm-hmm.
When it looked like this virus might be going away, it went straight back up again.
Yeah.
You see? Now we're in funny times again. In other words, you got...
We've had a lot of things happen, too. In the economy, I mean, all the checks, you know, that they sent out. What's the word I'm looking
stimulus
for?
Stimulus checks.
Yeah, stimulus.
We're supposed to get some more of this.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
They're
but
just
you can get
money.
Too much stimuli.
They're printing money.
After you get too much stimuli, it really doesn't work. I mean, like, think about it. If someone keeps on, you know, it's sort of like that frog in the hot water, and it just barely let it get hotter and hotter. Pretty soon, that frog don't even know he's getting hot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they just boil him to death.
Yeah, but if you throw him in hot water,
well, he's going to jump right out.
Yeah, he's not.
So that's what they're doing to us. I think they're just, we're getting so much stimuli, and Republicans are saying, look, guys, don't you think we're going too far when we're paying people more money than they make when they work? And guess what the liberals say? No, give it to them. And print more, by the way, and give that to them. And let's just pump it full of hot air money.
Uh-huh.
Well, and we don't worry about it. Let's live for today. Let's live like a grasshopper.
Uh-huh.
Let's just hop around and have a good time. And don't listen to Papa Ant no more. Don't listen to Papa Trump. Don't listen to him.
In the words of the poetess and prophetess Aretha Franklin, I ain't no psychiatrist. I ain't no doctor with a degree. But if you were giving me more money to stay home than to go to work, I ain't stupid. I mean, you know, I'd stay home and get the money, but that's the thing. Yeah. I think that was not very well thought out, to tell you the truth.
No, it
wasn't. Just my idea. And we're going to take a short break. And this just in, there's an earthquake. This just in, they're capturing the Antifa people, getting their addresses and letting them go, and then we're all going to go over to their house and burn it down. So stick around. We'll be back with more fun stuff, more good ideas, and I'll finish my Bugs Bunny story here after this important message. The Health and Wealth Show, News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay.
Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Ernest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Ernest today, and somebody get me out of here.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. If you would like to call David Ernest and set up an appointment for a free consultation, call right now, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Or talk to David live on the radio at 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Operators are standing by. David has a website at retirewithernest.com. And he's all over Facebook and YouTube. You can find him there. But right now, he's right here, ladies and gentlemen, David Ernest.
He is right here, but actually he's taking care of something right now. So
he said that 4% of his brain stopped working.
He was looking for that 4%. I've got Matthew, Too Tall Matthew, and the lovely Princess Leia here. And you guys work. In the office there with David. So, you know, if you call 279-7431, you're liable to get, you know, a message or a call back from either one of these nice folks. And you guys are, you know, I guess you both would be asset preservationists, or you're asset preservationist apprentices, or you're like full-fledged.
It's a team effort.
There you go.
Yeah, 100%.
We're all on board with that. But, you know, I wanted to say, you don't have to worry about asking us the right questions.
Yeah.
And that was something David was talking about, because when you sit down with us, we're going to ask you some very specific questions. Yeah. Oh, we got a phone call.
Yeah, okay. We do. Let's catch that right quick. You're on the air with Matthew and Leah. David's out of the room looking for his 4%. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hi, this is Teresa. Randy Smitherman called in, my friend.
Yes, he did. He said for us to expect the call from you. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Hey, Teresa.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about Teresa?
I've been working for Montgomery County for 17 years, mm-hmm. and I did speak with David Monday night, and he told me to get some information, mm-hmm. and so I got that information together, and so I figured I'd call in and speak with him.
Hey, Teresa.
Oh, he's back.
Here I am.
He's back.
Yeah, I found the 4%. It's someone stole it.
It was in his pocket.
Teresa, you found the right information. So I'll just ask you, is it yay or nay?
It is nay for 90% of it.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yep. And so I'm able to use around $5,500, and then I have the 401k, which has got around $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned to me that you'd be able to help if I came up with a total of 10.
Well, so I can do a better job. I can go down as low as $3,000 with a decent job, but fantastic job at $10,000. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So at $10,000, you can do what, like a 10% to 15% bonus?
We can go as high as 15.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't mention where, because then I would have to say a lot of stuff about
disclaimers
and stuff. We can't talk about it right here. It would cause a lot of problems legally. But
right.
I can say we can do it. Or something okay. like that.
He can put some cheese on your sandwich.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And some mayo, too.
Uh-huh.
Along with mayo.
And a pickle there, too.
No mustard.
Well, he said mustard. I was like, why didn't you just say cheese, man? Because that's what we do.
You know, it's funny you should bring up cheese. I was in a sales meeting one time, and they said, you know that McDonald's asks 10 cents for a piece of cheese. Would you like cheese on that? Yeah, sure. They get an extra dime.
Yeah. Well,
$0.20, I think. Maybe it's 20 cents now.
Yeah.
But do you know they ask that question over 3 million times a day?
Wow.
And think about it. Wow. You have 1.5 million people say, yeah, sure. That I can't do the math in my head, but that's a lot of cheese and a lot of dimes.
Well, why don't they just jack everything up 20 cents and add cheese anyway?
Well, you know, some people don't like cheese. I don't know those people. I don't
like
those
people. Well, they could say you could omit the cheese and still pay the 20 cents. That's what another restaurant I know does.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really like it. I think I'd rather be asked about the cheese. But I'll tell you a little trick.
Would you like me to touch your hamburger for you?
here's a way to do it. Get the hamburger. This is an asset preservationist thinking, okay?
Uh-huh.
Get the hamburger. Mm-hmm. Don't add the cheese. Take it home and put several slices of your best cheese on it, and it'll cost you less than a penny.
That's how you save money now.
That's the words of advice to Teresa.
Stick with David and you'll have plenty of cheese. There you go. But you know, that's the whole thing about it. That's what the mice are looking for is cheese, and we're all in the rat race together.
Right.
So, you know, when you get to the end of the maze, you remember that book they made you read, Where's My Cheese?
Yeah.
You remember that?
I don't remember that.
It's a little short sales book, and you know, you're going through the maze, and you get to the end of it, and your cheese isn't there. So you're like, where's my cheese?
It's
a cute little book, I thought, you know, but it wasn't that great. But some guy sold a million.
I have to be honest, I do that trick all the time.
Uh-huh.
Not all the time, but I don't eat a hamburger very often. But when I do, my wife, she says, why did you bring these hamburgers without cheese on them? So I would save 40 cents.
There you go.
You know, I mean, like, okay.
You know, keep going. 40 cents, 40 cents, 40 cents. BMW. Hey, you know.
There you go. It adds up.
There you go.
So, you know, there's a way to keep more of your cheese by not having to pay for their cheese.
Because
if their cheese costs 20 cents and you could get 20 slices for, you know, a lot less over time, it's just better to buy your own cheese
at
a discount.
And if your cheese is not slipped off your cracker, you're all right then.
That's right.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431.
So, Teresa, yeah, I don't know what you and David specifically talked about, but, I mean, give us a call at 279-7431. We can definitely, you know, give.
Well, she has my special secret
phone. Oh, she's got the secret bath phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I bet he gave her some cheese, too. Yeah.
Okay. She's got my cell phone number, which I'll give out to anybody.
We are actually meeting on Friday night.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
All right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you bring the cheese.
Yes.
He'll bring the cheese.
Oh, he's going to bring the cheese. All right, Teresa, we're so glad you called, and we're glad Randy turned you on to us, and we do appreciate it. And you just call us up anytime.
All right, will do. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa.
And we will give you lots of cheese.
Night.
I got a lot of cheese ready for you.
There you go. 272-9228. Now, do you want me to finish the Bugs Bunny story?
Yeah.
Okay,
please.
So, you know, they made those Bugs Bunny cartoons, the early ones back in. I'm talking to Leah now because she's.
I know what Bugs Bunny is.
I know you know what Bugs Bunny is. But they made them. These were made to be shown in the theater on the big screen back in the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the good ones were made back then. They still make
them. Silly Wabbit.
Elmer Fudd. But these things are all as old or older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them a million times, and you laugh at them, and you see stuff. You can almost quote them. I was watching today, and there was one where Bugs Bunny is directing the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little baton. Yeah. He's directing the orchestra. Well, this little fly keeps flying around, and he's swatting at this fly, and the fly is making him make the orchestra make funny noises and everything. Well, it cuts away. It shows something. It comes back, and Bugs Bunny's standing there, and the fly flies up off of his music. And flies away. Mm-hmm. And it stops. And Bugs Bunny looks. He reaches in his coat, pulls out an eraser, and erases something off of the paper, and then starts back. And I have been seeing this cartoon for 50 more plus years. And it just dawned on me that the fly took a dump on his music. I mean, it was like the little the clouds.
They snuck those little things.
Yeah, the clouds came apart. And like it. And I was like, the fly went on the, and that, you know, it's just,
man,
took 50 years for me to get there.
Yeah, 100 times.
It's crazy.
And then you got something new.
And what made me think about that, and I was down stairs a little while ago.
So you just exterminated.
Yeah, I was down there doing hand-to-hand combat with those flies. Those are some flies like from the Star Wars when that big troop transport goes over and it goes. That's what they sound like. I'm like, man.
I don't know.
Do you know flies buzz in the key of F?
No way.
Yeah. I learned that from Sherlock Holmes. Anyway, 272-9228, if you would like some real smart facts, not just stupid stuff that I know, stuff about your money. And I've got three pros right here, Leah Williams, Matthew Ernest, and David Ernest, the granddaddy of them all. He is like everybody's favorite asset preservationist.
Well, you know, what we have here is we have two asset preservationists that are, you know, learning more as they go along,
because
you're always learning. But what they're also doing is they're asset aggressiveness trainers, too. In other words, they can talk to the young people and make it go aggressive. And that's the plan, you know, to do a lot of that for young folks. What I specialize in is making sure it doesn't go away for the older folks who've built up some money. Because, hey, guys, when you make a lot of money or you build up a lot of money and you're getting closer to retirement, you don't want it to be stolen away by any bad repercussions that are going on in the economy or anything that's going on in politics.
You don't want to have it at risk.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you've got so much money, it doesn't matter to you. You know, I run into those every now and then. And they're kind of rare.
Must be nice.
That's what I said.
Now, I wanted to ask a question. Now, Matthew, I can see this because, you know, you grew up with around your dad. He did this. You saw what he did. Mm-hmm. You got into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Leah. Now, yes. I remember you graduated from school, and you did in school what this requires for you, sort of. But what made you think about this? This could be a good deal. This could be something I could really get into.
My dad has known David for years, and that's how I kind of got set up. I started with an internship, and I just kind of fell in love with like watching what David does. David cares so much about people, and I do too. And so I think that it's just like so crazy. Like, I grew up around people that take care of people, and I want to help take care of people too, just in a different way.
And your dad's
she's the best.
My dad's a doctor.
Your dad is a MD.
No, he's a DO. Doctor of osteopathic medicine.
They are just like an MD, except they have extra training.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Osteopathic training.
Okay.
They can order. Just call him a doctor, because it's just
and
like an MD.
He is a doctor, yeah.
With extra training.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, DOs.
Yeah.
You wanna mention him? You wanna talk about him a little bit?
He's in Montgomery. He works for Jackson, and he has his own private practice in Montgomery. His name's Larry Williams.
I was wondering if you were ever gonna get to that part.
Yeah.
If you've ever met him, you'll never forget him.
Yeah, that's true.
He's excellent.
Real quick, serious question: what does he think about the COVID and the masks and all that kind of stuff?
He cannot really discuss it because of HIPAA violations, so we don't discuss it. He's very, very protective of his patients and people that he's around, and really respects everyone's privacy.
Just like us.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't talk about people's money.
Yeah, and we don't,
but we can anyway. And it's not the ethical way to do. If someone asks, you know, do you know so-and-so, you know, we really, really, really need to be very careful, you know, unless it comes through a referral. And we certainly don't tell them that they have any money with us.
Right.
It's a fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just stuff you don't do. There's things in this business or any business that you have to be careful. And it's getting more and more and more of a concern.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but here's the thing. We want everybody to realize that they are important to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, very important.
Absolutely.
And also, what they have saved up is very important to us and them, because we don't want them to lose any money at all at this point of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the concerning thing right now. At this point of the game, at this point of the political game, and what they're trying to do to Trump and what they're trying to do to the economy, if these numbers out there are true, and I kind of doubt that they are, but if they are, and he doesn't get reelected, guys, you've got to think about getting on defense, or at least be on the fence right. where you can drop off quick, because when it happens, when everybody sees that things could go wrong, you don't want to be in the stampede.
Right.
The stampede is what goes wrong 90% of the time. It stampeded a few months ago.
Yeah.
And it dropped like a rock, and there wasn't anything anybody any could do. I had people call him and said, "I got to get out. I got to get out." We'll call you 401k people. They won't answer the phone. They're in Mexico.
Isn't that funny?
They're in Mexico with your money. I mean, like, well, I'm sorry, guys. I've been telling you for weeks.
They don't make it easy.
Months.
Yeah.
To be ready, you know, find out what it does take to get it out of there, to move it out. Find out how fast they react. And it's a funny thing, when all the phones ringing, nobody's answering. Okay. You know why? They're scared. Well, they just can't. They can't handle
the volume.
Can't handle the volume.
Yeah, just they get bombarded with it. Yeah.
And that's what happens. Yeah. I mean, like, I talked to someone, a relative of mine the other day. I said, "Listen, I've been all screwed up about my unemployment. They've been sending my money over to Georgia, and I'm behind months and months. And if I hadn't saved any money, like you told me, I wouldn't have any money to live on."
It's crazy.
And they said, "What can I do?" And I said, "Well, you've got to talk to the state of Alabama unemployment. You've got to talk to the, well, first of all, talk to your employer." "Well, they won't answer the phone." I said, "Your employer won't answer the phone?" "No."
I guess that department, yeah.
"No, yeah, that department." And I'm going, "That's not good." "Well, how can you proceed on?" What I'm trying to tell you guys is when we have disasters,
yeah,
or anything like this, they stop answering the phone. And some of you guys realize, because you're trying to call people right now about things, and they don't answer the phone. You know, "Or we can't see you right now, or please bring a mask and sit in the lobby," you know, if they do talk to you.
Right.
But
that's, you know, having a plan, that's the big thing. That's what is really, really important to have. No plan, that's not a plan.
If you don't have an exit plan, see, in our plan, you don't need an exit plan because it automatically locks the value.
Yes, it does.
You don't have to worry about exiting. You can't lose your money.
Not having a plan reminds me of a story. These two young gentlemen who were out promoting a religion were parking their bicycles and walked up to this door and they knocked. Guy opens up, says, "Hey there." And he says, "Hey, we're from the Church of the First Church of the button-down shirt, and we'd like to talk to you today about our church." "Well, come on in." And they kind of look at each other. They walk in. He has them sit down on the couch. Guy runs back in the kitchen, comes back with a plate of cookies and some drinks, and they sit down, and they say, well, "What do we do now?" And the two guys said, "We don't know. We never got this far." So
this has never happened.
You got to have a plan. You know,
yeah, and you don't want to. You've got to have a plan, but you don't want a plan to fail. And the plan to fail is to do nothing.
Yes, yep.
You've got to have an exit plan in this environment right now. This environment is not typical and not good. We're on the verge of potentially a huge drop. We don't know.
You know, you put the information out there. You try to educate. That's part of what we do. That's part of our job. And then you get a lot of, "Oh, my gosh, I didn't know." I mean, people, you know, research on your own. Go out there, dig, ask the right questions. Call us, ask us. We'll be happy to answer them for you. We'll be happy to help you. We'll be happy to help you decide which questions need to be asked.
Leah, your thoughts?
I definitely don't think disaster strikes at Ernest Financial from what I've seen working there.
No.
It does. I've never seen it.
Exactly. And we're always here. We're not going to go and not answer the phones if disaster were to strike. I don't see it happening with what we do. But we're always here for you. We're always a phone call away. We're an email away. We're always here for our clients. And that's the biggest thing. Like, you don't have to worry about that.
And you don't have to worry about the stress of the market dropping and you having to get through to us because it's not going to drop on you.
Well, that's, I remember 2008. That was a disastrous year for a lot of people.
Right.
And I remember, you know, we had a lot of meetings and talks about how not one account.
Well, nobody lost
any money. No. What was it they said? That things were so bad you had to sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. That was it. That, I remember.
It got bad.
I was trying to sell big auto part things like lifts.
Yeah.
And tire machines. Mm-hmm. And these guys at the shops, just unless the thing had fallen over and was on fire,
right.
They weren't buying anything. Interested. They just couldn't do it. Yeah. Things are a lot better now in that industry, but they've got pretty
well, and with this past drop, disaster didn't strike it, Ernest.
No. Mm-hmm. No. And I understand this saying where you say, do you want to put your assets in your sock drawer or you want to put them in stocks? You want them in socks or stocks?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, if you put something in the sock drawer in 1929, now it's not worth a plug nickel probably. Put a dollar in there, it might be worth a penny. I mean, it's horrible.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, you've got to use the stock market, guys. We use it. But what we use it in is safe mode way,
right.
You see? You've got to grow, but you can't go away either. And that's the problem, mm-hmm. is if something happens, like what's happened a few months ago, it went away and then it came back, but people were setting, on pins and needles. And now we're still sitting on pins and needles saying, when it went away, should it have stayed gone? Why did it come back?
Mm-hmm.
Why did it really come back, guys?
Right.
It came back because they think that Trump is going to do something about it. That's why it came back, in my opinion. But it might not stay back. That's the problem. We don't know.
Yeah.
And if you're 60 years old or 55 or plus or 60 plus,
mm-hmm.
you can't afford to not know that your money will be there. You just can't afford it. Now, if you're young, take the risk. Keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to win in stocks instead of your socks.
Volatility and retirement age don't mix.
Yeah,
No. Well, the thing is, this one of the smartest things you can do is call David Ernest and Leah and Matthew, 279-7431. And I won't say it's dumb. I will just say it would be the best thing. What you have to do to take advantage of that is to call. You can't think about it, well, I'm going to call tomorrow. You might pick up that phone and do it today because,
right.
If you put something off, it's just, I didn't do it yesterday. I need it. No, I got to go over here today. And this thing got, and then the next thing you know, it's November. And
right.
You're standing there and you're like, man, I need to call.
It won't be like calling your HR department. We will get back with you.
No.
If we don't answer the phone, we will get back with you.
They will.
You can email us. You can find us on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You can go to our website, retirewithernest.com.
Mm-hmm.
Call us at 279-7431.
There you go.
We are one phone call away.
And
that's it.
It's almost time for us to go. Just
is
about
it
that
really
time.
Almost
yes.
Crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
Just about.
And I took my last steroid pill today.
I noticed you lifting weights on the way in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's the name?
What my ears are clear.
Oh.
Here's the thing. When I think about steroids,
mm-hmm.
I think about bonds on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to leave that with you. I had a doctor one time come in and look at our investment. He said, man, that looks so much like bonds on steroids. Just imagine, they're dropping these interest rates, and they say the bonds are we use bonds, the insurance companies do, but we use it in a safe mode way. In other words, it's with a locked-in principal and everything and a guaranteed return. And you could make mm-hmm. as much as, like last year, some of that stuff made over 12%. Just think about this. If you could stay on steroids all the time and feel real good, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
that be great?
It would be, but you'd start biting people, biting their arms and legs off and throwing cars at people. And
right.
I don't know what kind of steroids he's talking about.
We'll talk more about it, but, you want your investment to be running like it's on steroids, but mm-hmm. it don't bite and collapse.
And hurt.
It doesn't have roid rage.
It doesn't have roid rage.
I had an uncle that had that, but it was, he needed
some
preparation.
If you're 70 and got acne on your back,
that
you
is
might be on
not a good thing.
But if you want to know what I'm talking about, call me, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. The information is free.
All right, tomorrow night, Terry Adams will be here. You going to be here?
Yeah.
All right, how about you? That's our loss right there. But you'll be back tomorrow night.
I'm going to be back.
David will be here. I'll be here. And then, of course, Friday night is going to be one of our special rerun programs.
Do we know which one it'll be?
Not yet. Might be this one.
Might be this one. This is a good one.
I saw a message from Cooter last week, and it said, I've been waiting all day to listen to the Health and Wealth Show, but doggone it, it's Friday. But I'm still listening because it's always good. One of our favorite listeners is Cooter.
Yeah, and just don't call in on Fridays. You'll have to wait a while.
Oh, you can call. We're just not here.
Trying to get through to your employee.
That's right. Yeah, when things are going bad.
There you go.
So we'll be back tomorrow night with the Thursday night edition with Terry Adams. And until then, remember, if you're going to have some cake, well, you want to, this thing is supposed to be playing. There we go. You want a big piece of cake. Everybody loves cake.
I love cake.
Oh, this is so why don't you cut the cake and just give me a piece with a flower on it and a candle.
Oh, I wanted that part.
You've been listening to the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Cut the cake with you. There's a piece over there. No, don't put your finger on it, man.
Cut the cake. Give me a little piece.